I'm reading the talk that Kaylee wrote. I invite you to mute if you can for the sound quality. It makes it a little better. And we're going to start now with Kaylee's beautiful words. Those of you who know Kaylee know that she's brilliant and she's in her 20s. She's just an amazing metaphysician who blows me away every time I listen to her. She's come so far in her life, so much faster than I ever did. I never heard of these ideas for years after Kaylee is already speaking on them. So Kaylee is a blessing to us. And so here we'll start with Kaylee's words. Hello and many blessings to all. First and foremost, I apologize for not being able to speak live. A flu has decided to stop by, but I give sincere gratitude that Connie has generously offered to read my talk today. As tends to happen with talks, I've experienced synchronicities. I don't call them coincidences. We as students of divine mind know that like energy attracts like. There are no coincidences. When I am giving a talk, I sit and read my chapter. I meditate on it. Things then happen in my world. Unity of truth, togetherness. Holmes's point in this chapter is that all is of God. Wait a second, I wonder, as I sit with 100-degree fever and body aches. Even this nonsense? Yes, Holmes says. Yes, because anything negative we experience is just an ignorance of God. The universe is built on opposites, yin and yang, hot and cold, full and total experience of God's harmony and beauty and disconnection from it. The disconnection can happen for any reason, a stressful work project, a scary movie you dared to watch, or a surprise seasonal sickness. Frankly, schnitzel happens, as I say, trying to curb my use of curse words, like my new hero, Ted Lasso from the TV show does. Okay, so schnitzel happens, but everything is of God. I pondered this thought. A lot of you probably don't know I love conspiracy theories. This is connected, I promise. I'm not saying I believe Queen Elizabeth is a lizard. I just enjoy occasional conspiracy off the beaten path podcast. And one of the theories out there is that COVID-19 was a bioengineered virus. I'm not here to say yes or no to that theory. I'm not here to start debate. I'm not here to offend someone. That's just what people say. And I thought to myself as I heard that on a podcast, how can that be? How can something so destructive be of God? How could humans create something using God-given intelligence to hurt one another? Holmes asked this same question in this chapter. And then the words of Dr. Joseph Murphy, my divine science mentor, came to me. He talks about electricity in many of his writings. Electricity is powerful. Wow, think of how amazing it is. What a force. Electrons moving, zipping along. Our world transformed with electricity. I can sit and be warm in my apartment as I heal. I can type this on a computer. But as Connie's beloved Bob knows, as an electrical whiz, if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't go poking around electrical wires. It will end badly. You have to learn the laws of electricity. You can light up the world or hurt yourself or others with that power. And that's the type of power God has given us. You have to learn the law. Whoa. Yeah, not an easy pill to swallow, but it's true. We all have the capacity for light and dark. We create based on our mindset and understanding of God's law. The law is that we are one with the divine. We are an expression of God. We are God in human form, a droplet from a rain cloud bringing life and water to earth. We are each a beautiful snowflake from a snow cloud, part of something grander but unique all the same, with our individual self becoming a distinct personality, as Holmes says in this chapter. We have the power of creation within us as we form into these personalities. Holmes says it's up to us to learn to use the law. But as so many religious teachings say, we have free will. Holmes says Buddhist ethics, Jesus's sermons, Confucius's morals, and Emerson's essays all speak this same truth. How we use the law is up to us. The law has done beautiful things. Humans have built palaces, explored the stars, and created antibiotics using science. This is law in expression. Philosophers have pondered existence, conscience, and morality, and written books. This is the law in expression. Doctors of divinity, such as Joseph Murphy, have stood in front of hundreds and preached what they considered truth. This is the law in expression. And here's the thing we must always remember, though. Though some things don't seem to mix, as well as peanut butter and ketchup, ooh, they are all from the same source. Now, when I'm not listening to conspiracy podcasts, I've been listening to an early 2000s podcast from the English comedian Ricky Gervais and some of his friends. Ricky Gervais is a staunch atheist. That's fine. It's his free will, life, and prerogative to be an atheist. What strikes me, though, as I listen to him is how very angry he is toward anything but traditional materialism and empiricism. Holmes writes in this chapter that we must have the open-mindedness of a child for new revelations to occur. We must cast off pure materialism or orthodox religious beliefs and open our minds to the divine that lives in the cherry blossoms blooming sunrise pink, the sunshine that finally peeked through the clouds today, the magical potion known as Advil that is easing my sore throat. To some people, like Ricky Gervais, this childlike wonder may seem foolish. Okay, that's fine. Let it seem foolish. We have nothing to prove. People are allowed to believe and express God however they see fit, even if it's to say nonsense to everything spiritual. But it should be noted that Ricky Gervais is also one of the most vocal speakers for animal rights. He posts and speaks constantly about rescuing animals, banning the dog meat trade, stopping dolphin and shark catching, and ocean pollution. Well, I'd say that even though he's an atheist, that's a wonderful expression of God, don't you think? We all express God in different ways. But at our cores, there is harmony, beauty, intelligence, health, the answer to all. There are no questions in the infinite. There is only an answer, a solution. How you get to the answer is up to you. How you find your truth, how you unlock the door to God is a journey each of us must take on our own. Probably with a few bumps and stumbles along the way, as is the nature of this learning planet called Earth. That's okay. Let the journey unfold. I'm again reminded of a video game I used to play as a kid. There's an after-credit scene where the characters are walking along a countryside path. They are very lost and a bit discouraged. "Well, now what do we do?" one of them asks. What do? They keep walking. They smile at one another for encouragement, follow a sign that comes to them, and move on to whatever the future holds. Holmes says the future is so bright. He said that each of us wake up to God. He says that as each of us wake up to God, it's going to be brilliant. It's already brilliant. The discoveries of the future won't be purely physical science. They will be spiritual as each of us awakens. Because we are more than 10 fingers and toes. We are more than Hail Marys. We are more than Descartes saying, "I think, therefore I am." We are all of this, and we are more. We are physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, soulful creatures. We are our expressions of God, and we are taking steps on that metaphorical path with each moment. Follow the signs in your life to further unlock God. Encourage others to find their signs. Some of them might scoff at you or wave you off. That's okay. That's their journey. That's their God expression they've chosen at this time. But trust that as you unfold more layers of yourself, of God within, people will notice. One candle can light a chandelier, fill a magnificent ballroom with light. One switch can power a building. Remind yourself often that the power is within you. God is always there, always loving, ever present. God is never not existing. In the dark night of the soul, in the disappointment, the bitter disappointment or frustration or pain, God is waiting for you to turn back to look at him, her, it, them. My hand is always out for you, God says. I'll never get tired of holding my hand out, offering you my love and harmony and comfort, my guidance, my peace, my steadiness. Just turn to me. Just unlock me. Just open the door to me. Truth is there. God is there. All is God. What a gift. Well, now, what do? We move forward on our paths. We follow signs. We smile at others in encouragement. We remember God, and God always remembers and knows us. And so it is. Kaylee said, "Thank you all so much. Please let me know if you have any questions or comments. I can email or type in the chat if so." So let's thank Kaylee. For your usual brilliance, Kaylee, thank you. That was divinely inspired, I know. You are very loved here. Okay. So Kaylee said, we're going to be creative in the second half, and that she would like us to draw or write or talk and take time to create something that represents unity. And for her, she pictures a rainbow, so many colors out of a single clear beam of light, unique, but the same source. For some people, it might be a cool super cool idea, Webb or Graf. Feel free to discuss your thoughts as each of us explores this expression of togetherness and truth. But before we get creating, I invite you all to enjoy a rainbow meditation I wrote. I've done a similar one before. Please take a deep breath in and only do this meditation if you're in a safe space where you can relax and aren't driving. Close your eyes if you like. If not, that's fine too. And instead, find a gentle place for your gaze to rest. Inhale and exhale. Your body becomes soft and relaxed. Your muscles unwind. Now you see a rainbow. It glitters and it's just as vibrant as any rainbow you've ever imagined. The kind you used to imagine hid pots of gold as a child that glimmered like the stuff of fairy tales. All that beauty and these colors come from one light beam, one light source. How amazing. Inhale. Exhale. Move gently into the color red. It is the color of warm coals heating the room and your bones after a cold day in the snow. It is the taste and color of fresh strawberries, picked from the plant and sweet on your tongue. It is the red clay beneath your feet, a gift from earth to cleanse and steady you. Inhale. Exhale. We'll take just a few seconds to rest and be in this space of red. And now we move to orange. It is the color of fire, crackling and warm and casting a glow around your loved ones as you laugh and eat s'mores. It is joy. It's an orange popsicle in the happiness of summertime, the burst of citrus fruit and freedom. Let's take 30 seconds of rest to be in the orange space. Yellow is next. We glide into yellow, the sunshine. We soak up the rays of vitamin D, happiness and power that has guided the earth for millennia. We smile at daisies and inhale the scent of a freshly squeezed lemon as someone you love makes you fresh lemonade. Let's take 30 seconds of rest to be in this yellow space. we glide into green. It's the burst of lime, spring grass, a zing of growth and promise. You have got this. You are blessed and blooming. Let's take 30 seconds of rest to be in this green space. Blue is the color of emotion and psychic gifts, the promise of the ocean waves that they will return to the shore again and again. God is always there for you too. You are gifted with God. Intuition speaks. You are divinely guided. We'll take 30 seconds to appreciate the blue space. Indigo and violet are healing, powerful energies usually associated with certain archangels. Let the violet flame burn away anything that is no longer needed. Zoom, pop, wow, it's gone, just like that, from all of your systems. You are warm and cleared. Let's spend 30 seconds of rest in this indigo violet space. We emerge from the rainbow back into the physical space with the same grace as a dolphin gliding through waves. Inhale. Exhale. Wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Inhale. Exhale. Move your body gently, your neck and head back and forth. Inhale. Exhale. Blink a few times. Come back to present and physical. I hope you enjoyed. And once again, we thank Kaylee for providing something so beautiful for us today. Giving thanks to you, Kaylee.